I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah.
Puckle!
Puckle.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my spectacular co-host. We've got the one and only Lord Yushiro.
Some say good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
And good night. And then also we've got Linian.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here to bring you the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name we came up with in 2007. Where we talk everything Pokemon, from the trading card game to the video game to everything in between. We haven't done a lot of in between, but lately, at least, I don't know. I haven't done much. You guys do anything crazy? Crazy Pokemon-wise? Or, I mean, you could say normal things you've done Pokemon-wise, too.
No, I'm still waiting for those DLCs to drop for me to get back on the game.
Man, tell me about it.
Yeah, it's just too many good games out there right now.
Oh, man, Pikmin 4 just dropped yesterday. What's worse is I'm I'm gonna play it, and then I forgot that they dropped Pikmin 1 and 2 on the eShop.
Oh my.
And so I went and bought those, and so now I'm playing Pikmin 1 right now instead of playing Pikmin 4. Because I'm just gonna plow through these guys in order. Because you can beat Pikmin. I think you'd beat Pikmin 1 in a day.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's a relatively short name, yeah.
I think you'd beat it in a day.
Colbot Pikmin 4, and there is a little brother mode, basically.
Ooh.
Where someone gets to control basically just a little gunner seat. So
yeah.
Just, you can just move around the screen and just snipe with pebbles. And I have no interest in the game generally, but I am very much enjoying the first-person shooter game that I am playing while he plays the little real-time management game. And also, it has led us to do some hilarious speedrun tactics, and I just find it very funny.
I was gonna go play Pikmin 4, and then I was just like, yeah, Pikmin 1, that's what I'm about right now. So I'm playing my Pikmin 1. Then I'll go play Pikmin 2. I haven't looked too much into Pikmin 4 other than, they're just here's a new Pikmin, or two new Pikmin, which is standard for a Pikmin game.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Every Pikmin game comes with two new Pikmin. You know, purple and white. My thing that pissed me off the most, or I shouldn't say pissed me off, but upset me the most about Pikmin was when we got Pikmin 3, and through the main Pikmin 3 storyline, there are no purple and white Pikmin.
Mm-hmm.
I was very bummed by that.
Aww.
Very bummed
by that.
They
just replaced them with Rock and Wing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Equally cool.
I'm gonna say that Rock Pikmin are good, maybe not Fairy Pikmin. And Rock Pikmin are just oh man, we messed up with Purple Pikmin the first time. And, I don't know.
At the very least, Purple Pikmin are back.
I heard they're back, yeah.
They are.
I heard they're back, so I'm very excited about them being back.
Yeah, I'm currently 6-0 in Puckle's Draft League.
Ooh. Wow, how many of you are there that are 6-0? There can't be that many.
One.
You?
Across both leagues, I think I'm the only one who hasn't lost a match.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Well, keep it up, and then one day maybe you'll make playoffs.
I think there's no way I don't at this point.
It's going to be very hard. You'd have to, lose every other match after this, right?
There are only three, so...
Oh, so then you're fine. You're 6-3. Worst case.
Well, yeah. So, the thing is, I am going to try hard right up until I lose, at which point I will revert to not caring at all.
Yeah.
Until playoffs. So,
Yeah, that sounds like my personality type too.
That feels reasonable.
It's like, so if anyone's, I'm going to try for the undefeated season, but the second that's out of reach, I'm not putting more than 10 minutes in.
Well, yeah, because then you get a better seed. You get a better seed. That's how this works, right?
Yeah, there's no playoff bye I'm trying to win. I just need to.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fine. I totally get that.
Yeah. You'd think that, like, because I drafted, like, Palafin, Ursaluna, really big, strong physical attackers.
I remember this, because, like, Ursaluna sat there forever, right? Like,
yeah.
It just sat there forever.
But do you know what's leading my kill count? Latias, and it's not close.
I believe that, actually. Latias is very good.
A while ago, I think a couple weeks back, I got a complete 6-0 sweep. Because my opponent did not bring a dark type, and I went and looked at his team and went, you know, if I knock out his dark type, I bet I could do a double dance Latias calm mind agility stored power set.
Yep, that sounds right.
Yeah, and then the dark type didn't come, and I clicked agility and calm mind, and I took that match.
That sounds right. This all checks out. It sounds like my reality. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done much other than play the card game. I've been really bad about it. Because I thought about going to a challenge today, but the problem is I would have to go all the way to Columbus to do it.
Mm.
And I was like, man, is Columbus worth 15 championship points? And probably not actually 15 championship points. Probably more realistically like 10. So I was just like, I don't know that it's worth going all that way for like probably what will be 2% of a qualification record.
Right. If it's not for the fun of it, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like playing the game, right, obviously, or I wouldn't do it.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm sitting over here like, man, I'll just go push for it later. Because honestly, the way this season's going to go, like, my determining factor of whether or not I'm going to care, I'm planning on going to the Pittsburgh Regional in September. I already booked all the stuff for it. And
nice.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to come, I got a giant Airbnb. For less than a hotel, which was kind of nuts. And yeah, but like if I don't get points there, I'm probably just not going to try that hard. But if I do get points there, maybe I'll try. We'll see what happens. Like, even if it's just like, oh, you got top 256 and here's your like 30 pity points or whatever, I'll take that.
Right.
And I'll run with it. So we'll see how it goes. We'll absolutely see how it goes. But yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, other than that, I'm waiting for my table, and it's still not here. I bought a really fancy board game table.
Wait, didn't you make one?
I did make one, and then, so you, like, make a thing, and then you have it for a couple of years.
Right.
And then you go, oh man, I'd really like this, and this, right? And so I'm a scientist, right, by trade.
Right.
And I work with a bunch of scientists and engineers who are also in my D&D group that use this table. And we're all coming up with ideas for what we want. And so we start getting into the design process because we were just going to build like a new table. We were all getting together like, oh, we'll just build a new one. And so like we're getting all the dimensions we want and everything. And I'm looking at everything we want to do. And Wormwood was about to just kick off like their new table. And I'm like, you know what, guys? After doing the math on the cost for all of the lumber we're going to need to do this. And then like including all of the time and labor we're going to have to put into it. We're going to be able to get everything out for like an extra like $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
So wow. I might just like invest into this new table and then we can just like 3D print our own accessories if we want to like do stuff. Cause we all have 3D printers and stuff. And so yeah, we'll see. I'm waiting for it. I got into the July tier, but that's a lie on Kickstarter. So it'll eventually, I'm hoping by September. It does depend on certain economic conditions though. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I'm excited for that. I'll play some Pokemon TCG on it so it can be used for Puckle as well.
It just needs to be Pokemon adjacent.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, we'll make a really big multi-part episode with Pokemon 151 or whatever.
Oh my gosh. That set is terrifying to me for so many reasons.
Or I thought, no, that's not the thing. What's the thing with the little card game cup stacking?
Oh, that. Oh, Pokemon TCG Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming out, I think, Q4. So I might buy that I actually might buy that. It's a neat product. And honestly, I want to be the guy that walks up at a regional with like a suitcase and then opens it up and just like, this is my playmat. It's just like, this is my playmat. You know, some like real Seto Kaiba energy.
I mean, the real Seto Kaiba energy would be have a buddy in a suit.
Yes. I was going to say just that.
Who is handcuffed to the briefcase to walk That's up true. And then open it and hand That's you your playmat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
With the black sunglasses and the black suit with the suitcase. And you sit down and he comes up and he puts the suitcase in. He's like, step away, sir, to your opponent.
Yeah.
And he just put the suitcase on. He's open it. A gold light comes out of it.
Stop giving me terrible ideas. Because I will workshop this with somebody and I will do it.
Thatch, you say that like Jushiro and I would not enthusiastically agree to this.
In a second.
I know you guys would, which is what makes it worse. Like, if there's a Portland regional, like, we have to do it. Like, we have to do it. Like, we just go, and like, one of you just follows me around in a suit with sunglasses on.
All we need is a suit, which I got, a briefcase, and then a bunch of like yellow lights, and we can do it.
We could do this. This sounds like I am not against this idea, actually. This sounds amazing.
This, right? This is a guaranteed way to make the front page of, I don't know, I at least read.
Yes. We would be that guy on the internet, yes.
Right.
And then we use this to advertise the podcast. Always be closing.
Yes, yes. This is on par with the guy who used the giant Pokemon cards at NAIC last year. So this is that is that level of ridiculous. But all right. Well, this is a good intro. This is a good start. We kick things off. Let's kick on over to the news, though, because there's some things to talk about. So cue that epic music.
Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in.
Welcome to the news. In the news, we've got a few things. In sleep news, Pokemon Sleep has released worldwide to wild not applause.
I was waiting my whole life for this.
Okay, like, I'm still not certain every time I hear about sleep, whether or not it's, like, the meme or not that's getting everybody excited.
It is not clear to me. Yeah,
like, it has to be, right? It has to be, right?
It has to be an artificial memed excitement, yes.
Like, it can't be real.
It's like the people who were really, really excited about Morbius, and then no one went to see it in the movie theater.
Okay,
but if you go online, Sony even thought that, oh my god, yeah, everyone's so excited for this movie. If we re-release this, it will go great, and it didn't because it's a meme. I think that's it.
That is literally how I feel. So I am happy we all agree.
Cole has been using it just for curiosity, just to see what it's like. I don't have like the little special sleep with me or whatever, but it's not very good at figuring out what's going on.
It's surprisingly like I was expecting there's plenty of like sleep apps, right, that track your sleep, and they'll track like your REM cycles and everything, and you can buy them. First of all, they don't have to be on your bed with next to your bed, and they still work, by the way.
Well, so does this one, but yeah.
But they just give you way more information than this one does. I'm like, it doesn't even do the thing I thought it should be doing well. I'm just amazed by it.
Oh my god.
It said that he was snoring at like 80 decibels or something, which, no. That would be literal chainsaw loud. I can confirm that did not happen.
That is insane.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah, the only reason I know that this isn't like super hype is because in the past, like when the Pokemon Go Plus came out and stuff like that, those things were just like off the shelf for it was so hard to find. And this time, like within the same week of them releasing, I went to the store and there's just a stockpile of I'm just like, okay, so this checks out. This is exactly my thought process. Because my wife was asking me if we should buy them for Pokemon Sleep. It would be really nice if we could do it with Pokemon Go. And I was like, I'm going to wait 2 months for them to go on sale on Amazon because right. Nobody bought them.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at right now, because that's what's going to happen. Is like, I'm going to be able to pick it up on Amazon, like, Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee right now.
Right. It's such a niche. Yeah, I don't know who this is for.
It's also a terrible name. Like, they hired the guy who came up with the Wii U to name it. Like, the Wii U and the new 3DS.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, where they're just like, oh, yeah, it's just the new 3DS. It's fine. I mean, it's just something that's completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Let Pokemon
Something that is actually completely necessary is that the 2BM Master Anime episodes are to be released September 8th for the US. Yeah. Yes. And they also released a trailer and a preview of the first Horizon episode, but no release date was announced, unfortunately.
I've not
caught up with the new anime, but I've seen... I think I caught up to Mewtwo when he showed up again. I stopped, but I really need to watch it again.
All that really matters is you can watch the final battle with Leon, and
right.
Then you can watch the last 11 episodes.
I'm waiting to do that when the last episodes come out, so I can watch my childhood sail off into the West.
Pretty much, that's what I want. I'm also like, I'm just kind of waiting for them to kind of give up on New Horizons. Well, not give up on Horizons, but then like just inevitably think they're Ash Camp, right? it's gonna happen.
It'll yeah. be a while.
Oh, no, it's going to be a while because they're trying to make it its own thing, but I would not be shocked if there wasn't at least, like, a cameo.
No, for sure it's going to be an episode or two
they
or maybe a
they
series.
They couldn't help themselves from putting Ash's Pikachu in Detective Pikachu.
Right.
Like, it's got to happen. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
Just, like, Captain Pikachu is just going to high-five Ash's Pikachu, and then it's right. fine. But I mean, they're only like what? They're only like 12 or 14 episode Horizon. I also heard the studio is actually already having animation issues to like keep up.
Yeah, that like seems to be count. Like right. So, that like, seems to be like an industry break. World issue.
Yeah, no. So they just like took a 2 week break or something. It was crazy. It'll be interesting when it comes out. The trailer looked pretty good. I mean, the voices felt right. They didn't feel wrong.
Yeah, my best friend has been keeping up, and he told me, and he's not right. He's not like super into it, Pokemon as a thing, but he does like the anime, and he says it's really good. So
yeah. Well, speaking of anime and Charizards, Lydian, let
yeah,
us know.
Speaking of Charizard, our search engine optimization team has informed us that every time we say Charizard, three new listeners appear out of the way to me from smoke.
Right.
Right.
So the marketing team behind Dark Chair Charizard, combining everyone's two favorite things, Charizard and Edge, because we are still spiritually in 1996, even if we have progressed, has revealed that the Terra type of Freeze Charizard in the anime is dark.
Yeah, well, so they revealed that.
Edgelord Charizard.
And they're also giving away a Charizard. In mystery gift with the code DarkTerra0006.
Yep, yeah. Because DarkTerra666 was shot down by marketing.
Well, it's the dex number for Charizard.
Yeah.
Don't ruin my gag. I was about to say they also shot down XF_LordSephirox_XOXX. I've got all day. I was on the internet in 2005. I know what edgelords look like.
This is also just a tie-in to the next TCG set, by the way.
Charizard also thinks DC's better than Marvel, so please go look at that Justice League movie.
Obsidian Flames comes out. In addition to Obsidian Flames, also whatever the name of the Japanese set that Obsidian Flames is based on actually came out today. Or yesterday?
I'm just realizing this is Dark Terra Charizard is what they're trying to make happen after Gigantamax Charizard.
Maybe. Possibly. Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it.
In the TCG, it's actually historical, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Because in the TCG, we had all of the Delta species Pokemon. And if you look at both the Tyranitar and the Charizard that are coming out in the next set, they're both dark and electric types, respectively, and their first Delta species cards back in the day were both dark and electric type. So it's kind of a homage to that.
It's partially homage, and it's partially Charizard equal money hit button.
Right. Oh, yeah, no.
It will always come down to that, yeah.
It also turns out that every third set in a new block of cards is Charizard-themed, and it is fire. Because we had in the Sun and Moon block, the third set was called Burning Shadows, which had Charizard in it. The set in Sword and Shield, the third set in Sword and Shield was called Darkness Ablaze, which had Charizard in it. And now we've got Obsidian Flames.
I can't wait for Gen 9, yeah. Where we get
we are Gen
Umbral
9. Gen 10.
Yeah. Nova.
Yeah, I'm waiting for which has going to have the new Charizard form. Mecha Charizard Zed.
Mecha Charizard.
Mecha Charizard, that's right. Actually,
Armor
all the Pokemon
Evolution is real, guys.
That's what it's going to be. Yep, That's a good call. All right. Well, in Scarlet and Violet news, we can plow through this, hopefully. Rillaboom's 7-star raid was announced to be normal. And it takes place the 28th to the 30th of July and August 4th to the 6th.
Cool beans.
Get the next one here.
Yeah. They released the world schedule with no mention of the opening ceremonies, but closing ceremonies are on the schedule. They also canceled the world open.
Womp, or at least haven't announced it, so it's probably
they canceled the world open.
Oh,
okay. Wait, they canceled that. There's no opening ceremonies they did announce closing ceremonies, which is probably when we're going to get all the cool news, right? They're going to do some kind of news drop. We'll probably get like a DC date, I assume.
At
the end of it. I assume. I can only hope at this point, because the fact that we got that last trailer with still no DLC date, it was kind of disheartening. But granted,
I repeat what I said before. They just need to scream at they need an audience screams moment at the event. So
yes,
that'll be the release
yes,
date.
Absolutely. I think they're, I mean, to be fair, I think it's going to be anyway. I appreciate them taking their time and not announcing it, because if they're just taking more time, that can only be good. One, for the developers, and two, for us at the end of the day.
Right.
So I can wait. Some Pokemon Unite news. That's Eulinion.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just Googling which one Mega Mewtwo X is, because it's just been released. And now
it's the Majin Buu one.
Punch. You can punch with your Mewtwo.
Two. Yep. Wow.
Uh-huh. Unite Pokemon really, really has all of the Pokemon of all time.
My favorite thing about Unite is it has more Pokemon than Pokken.
I mean, sure, but also, there are so many Pokemon I would pick, even Gen 1 Nostalgia Bait before Pikachu.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they have a lot of Pokemon, actually. It's doing pretty well. Pokemon Unite, I'm surprised. And honestly, it's a fun game, yeah.
Yeah. I stopped playing it, but mostly because, you know, there is a point where you just can't keep going, but yeah.
Yeah.
Call me when they release Dracozolt.
That might happen. I can actually see that might happen.
I'm waiting on Jolteon. They have, I think, all Eevees except the original three.
I think the original three are coming, actually, so.
They just announced it finally?
I think there is rumors that those are happening.
Oh, okay. Well, that's when I'm gonna be coming back to Unite, because I've been wanting to play as Jolteon, even if it's for the, you know, just for the, how to call it, the fun for it, just for a while. But yeah.
I don't believe.
Oh, for it. I was thinking like Furret.
Furret's like not
the
coming.
Pokemon.
If Furret made it, I feel like that would be a little hype. Like, could you imagine?
As
like,
long as they keep it to scale, it needs to be uncomfortably large.
Could you imagine like Alolan Raticate making it? Like, that would be hype.
No, I can't imagine Alolan Raticate being anything other than, like,
fodder,
something you kill. Like, a little side mob.
Right, yeah, one of those,
I want Alolan Raticate to be a playable character, okay?
That would be hilarious.
Nerf Alolan Raticate.
Yeah, he can just... We got Greedent, okay? I feel like there's hope.
Yeah, for those that play Pokemon Go, here's some hope on that. They shadow drop roots into the game.
Yeah,
and
I don't actually know what that means. I actually don't know what this means.
Added a feature called roots, and they're follow this link on the website, and I have never wanted to, so.
I literally have no idea because, like, there. So I was doing the research and I caught the 10% Zygarde, and then it's just like, go follow three routes. And I'm like, I don't even know what those are or how to find them. You have made this clear as mud.
Every time I have gone to the little, so there's like the Pokemon locator, then the raid locator, and it says route, and it says senior by routes, zero. So
I don't know. I feel like they shadow dropped them, but they didn't load them all in or something like that.
It does go right in line with mobile gaming stereotype of just not communicating anything ever and just dropping things so as a surprise, which I just never understood their methods.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. There's one more thing, and I'll let Lydian.
Yeah, Adventure Week runs from July 27th through August 2nd, and it adds Mega Tyranitar to Shiny Tyrant and Amara. And Regidrago will be normal raids for those who missed it in the spring. I really like Shiny Tyrant, and I don't know anything about Shiny.
I actually don't either. Like, it's Gen 6, so it had to be okay, right? Like,
you'd think.
Yeah. Maybe?
Yeah, it has to be, like, okay, right? Because, oh my, it's white.
Shiny Tyrant. Tyrant is awesome. Yeah.
And then instead of blue, oh wait, no, that's wrong. Instead of red, I have to find this. I'm looking at Auroras. That's what Shiny Auroras is also just white.
But does it have any change to its Aurora color? That would be the thing that would make me interested.
It does not look as the case. based on these models I am with, but I could be wrong.
Because Shiny Tyrantrum's like a nice blue color.
Yes, yeah. I love that hat one. I called him Bluetooth.
All right, and then finally, what I want to do is I want to go ahead. Our Poke prediction is, will we see the next DLC trailer before Worlds or at Worlds? At Worlds. Done, right?
Like
we
all agree? Yeah, at Worlds.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow, that was the shortest Puckle's Poke prediction we've ever had. All right, let's go ahead then and end it here. We're going to kick things on over then to our trivia segment, Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we quiz your co-host on their insane...
Oh, hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark from the Dunsparce Gang, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The hosts can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
Thank you for that introduction. We are going to go ahead and ask you guys our first question. Our first question today is going to come from Ace Trainer Nova. And he would like to ask, what is the only punching move that Palmy can learn?
Thunder Punch.
Yeah.
Thunder Punch. Is that your final answer?
I'm like 90% sure on this. Because it's not like it gets... Is it Palmy or like Palmot? Like that whole
Palmy,
line.
Palmy.
Then does it get? Because I know Thunder Punch is something that it gets. I mean, like what other? It's not going to get Comet, Drain Punch.
I don't think Comic Punch is a thing yet.
I don't think that exists anymore.
Yeah, and I don't think it learns Bullet Punch.
Unless it's some like egg move thing. Oh wait, it is an egg move thing.
Oh, it is?
Well, I just know that it gets that line gets Mach Punch as an egg move. And if it's Palmy, the baby, then that has to hatch with it.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So
that's
I guess it just doesn't get Thunder Punch until it evolves into a Palmo. Or evolves again into Palmo, parentheses, French.
It's actually Palma, like Marmot.
I know.
Okay.
I just enjoy insulting it by calling it French.
That Palmo makes sense. Palmo does not need to exist, but that's fine.
So it's
making fun of it.
So Mach Punch, you say. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mach Punch is correct. Palmy is the only Pokemon with the Iron Fist ability to not learn Thunder Punch, actually.
Wow.
Despite it being an electric type.
Yeah, it becomes electric fighting. It's just got little stubby arms.
All right, you guys are 1-for-1. Your next question is going to come to you from Umbreon180. The question is... What Pokemon can learn rest and can be affected by sleep, but rest will fail 100% of the time?
So this isn't like Komala, right? Because I know Komala...
Yes,
I think
it is not Komala.
Yeah, because
it can't be affected by sleep, right?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to clarify.
So it means that it has insomnia.
No, this Pokemon can be affected by sleep.
Can?
Okay. Yes, can.
So it can be affected by sleep. But 100% of the time, a rest fails?
Yeah.
And it can't be like it gets a competing status condition because rest clears them.
Right.
It's not... Is it slacking? Because it's like... No, it's not slacking.
Can't get...
Is it a Pokemon that, like, can't sleep for, like, an animation reason, or...
No, it sounds like it's a...
It can be affected by sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fails when it uses rest?
Rest.
Is there any Pokemon that can't use status moves for some reason with its ability?
That's what I'm trying to think of, an ability that maybe it doesn't let it use attacks that don't do damage.
Think outside the box a little bit. Okay. What do you need to be able to use rest? You can't use it at full HP.
Oh, Shedinja. Because it only has 1 HP.
Oh, yeah.
Shedinja is correct.
Yeah.
There we go.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were...
Oh, go ahead.
We would have gotten there.
Yeah, we would have gotten there eventually. The next question is going to come to you from... I think these are both from Liger, since they have no other name attributed to them. Which one do I want to give you? This one from Black 2. It says, solar energy is the source of its power. So it's strong during the daytime. When it spins, its body shines. Who's that Pokemon?
I think this is Bulldor. I'm pretty sure this is Bulldor. Maybe Gigalith.
Could you repeat it one more time?
Solar energy is the source of its power. So it is strong during the daytime. When it spins, its body shines.
It sounds like grass type, though.
You'd think. But no, like, there's this whole thing where, like, and then it has Sandstorm as its ability, but...
Oh,
Sandstorm
okay.
eventually, but, like, it's... I feel it, because there's the whole thing about, like, Gigalith's crystals, like, exploding because of light. But I can't think of them spinning to create... It glows when it spins?
Right, they would, if anything, I would say they would roll, but they have crystals on top, I don't think they would roll. It sounds like a Blossom type of deal.
But those didn't, because that's in Black and White, and I don't think they got new dex entries in Black and White, did they?
That's a good question. Yeah, no, I do not know that. I'm stumped on this one.
Well, I mean, we could just say Blossom and then go for the second one. Because it's either that or like... you know what? Let's just say Bulldor. Because I do remember that.
Okay. Bulldor. Let's do Bulldor. Yeah.
Let's go with Bulldor.
Bulldor is unfortunately incorrect.
Okay.
This next question is from Pokemon Ruby. Or this next hint is from Pokemon Ruby. It is a new species of Pokemon that is said to have fallen from space. It floats in the air and moves silently. In battle, this Pokemon releases intensely bright light.
In Ruby? So, new, I can assume it's probably going to be Sol from Rock? Gen 3. Solrock, probably.
Solrock.
Unless it's Lunatone, but...
No, Lunatone wouldn't have its power come from the sun, it would be from the moon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the moon does reflect sunlight. I'm not saying Lunatone, I'm just being pedantic.
Right. yeah, I think it's Solrock then.
Solrock, yeah.
Solrock is correct.
Woo!
It apparently spins a lot.
Right.
Weird. To make its body shine.
Does the sun
Interesting.
Spin? I feel like the sun has to spin.
Oh, yeah. You mean like the actual sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, it 1000% spins, yes. Yes. As a, I'm not that kind of physicist, but as a physicist,
like if you'd ask me, does the sun spin? I would hesitate to say I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure.
Right, same here.
Pretty much everything in outer space.
Yeah,
spins.
Like,
right. Except the moon.
It is spinning. It's just spinning at the same rate that it's rotating around us.
See, I knew that. I didn't know that. That's what I was meant to say.
It's tidally locked to the Earth.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to move on then to our multiple answer question. You guys are 3 for 3. You guys have a chance for 3 points on this next question. There are, it looks like, 8 answers. I'm going to give you a point for every 2 of them you can come up with.
Okay.
This is, all of these answers are individual Pokemon, not their entire lines. This is from the Once and Future Gamer, and The question is, there are 8 Pokemon that are capable of having Sniper as a hidden ability. What are the 8 Pokemon?
Okay. I can get 3 of them right off the bat, or at least 2 of them off the bat, which are Drizzile and Sobble. Not Sobble, Inteleon. I don't know if Sobble has something different.
Those are both correct. So that's 2. That's 1 point.
Craw, the shrimp Sobble. Pokemon.
Sobble is also correct.
Okay, yeah. So that's 3.
Okay.
That's 3.
What about the...
I need Crawlauncher for credit.
Crawlauncher has it normally, right? It's not hidden.
No, it has Mega... It has Mega...
Oh, right.
Launcher is its ability.
Oh.
Spearow, Fearow.
They have Sniper?
They have Sniper.
Oh.
Those are both correct. That is 5. I only need 1 more to give you full credit on the assignment.
I'm trying to remember who, because I know Beedrill has it. I don't know if that's hidden. I know Remoraid has it. Don't know if that's hidden. I know Kingdra, Octillery, Skorupi, Drapion have it. I don't know if it's hidden.
Octillery sounds like it's hidden, because I remember that his abilities, normal abilities, weren't that great.
Well, it also could have just gained them, because it got abilities in Gen 3, and I think...
Oh, okay,
because gotcha. It could have picked it up in Gen 4, because I can't think of anything other than... No, it's Octillery does not have it, because its hidden ability is Moody.
Okay.
Because no Pokemon has Moody naturally.
Who else could have Snipe?
So, what are Beedrill's abilities? It's got Swarm, it's got Sniper, it's got Adaptability as a Mega. Do we get Strikes?
Yes, 3 Strikes and you're out, right?
Okay, so, I'm going to guess Beedrill.
Beedrill is correct for full credit on the assignment.
Yay!
There are 2 more you are missing. The other 2 you are missing are Spinarak and Ariados.
I would not have guessed that they even had Sniper, I'm going to be honest.
Me either. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the 2 you would never think to ask. But there you go. That is, you guys are 6-4-4. We are on our last question, which is your base stat question as always. Our question is going to come to you from Liger the Trivia Master himself. And he wants to know, what fire type has the highest base HP of all fire types?
Chunky boys. Emboar is up there.
I was going to say Emboar just because he's a large hog, but I don't know. Highest HP fire.
I'm trying to think if there's anything very high in the HP.
We're not
Recent. Colossal's pretty beefy. Can't think of anything.
We don't count Gigamax Pokemon, right?
No, because they're just they double don't change versions their stats. Of their base.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they don't change their stats.
Highest HP fire. Hoa has large HP?
It's over 100, but I think Emboar has more.
More. Okay.
Darmanitan has like 105, but I think Emboar has more. Megas don't change their HP.
Oh, right. Yes.
Skeledirge I know has less than Emboar. I think it might just be Emboar.
Okay. I'm entirely not sure on this one, so...
Skeledirge is less. Victini is 100, I know. Groudon is 100. Arcanine is like 90.
Well, Corona? I don't think so.
That's like 80.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that beats 110. Emboar. Yeah, Emboar?
Yeah.
Emboar is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Entei.
Oh, now I'm just angry.
Entei.
Yeah.
Entei has base 115 HP, which means that Arceus is technically higher. I don't know. In second place, it is a tie between Colossal and Emboar at 110. So you did get the second place, so don't feel too bad. And then Ho-Oh follows that up at 106.
Okay, so we listed everything else in the top 5.
Yeah, except
you listed like everything else except for Entei. But that does give you guys 6 points, so that's still a decent chunk of trivia points for you all.
Whoop, whoop.
Let me go ahead and add those to the list. It doesn't change up the standings, it just adds you guys to it. In first place, we have Seth Vilo with 12. In second place, we have Shark Finnegan with 8. In a 2-way tie for third, we've got Sigma and Mark with 7. And in the 4-way tie for 5, or for 5th, we've got you guys, Whimsicott and Shamu.
Yay!
Yay!
First to 40 wins. Keep it up. Tune in next week if you want to hear more Puckle's Poke Quiz. Until then, we're going to kick it on over to the topic. We have another review. This one is going to be from SpartanTHX117. 5 stars, longtime listener. The first time I've ever written a review for a podcast. I first started listening to your podcast when driving to meet my girlfriend on the weekends, when neither of us had to work. Since then, we've moved in together and become engaged. The both of us have been playing Pokemon since we were kids, and we have both listened to your podcast when traveling or working around the house together. We may not score too well on the quiz part, but we always enjoy the topics and conversation between the host and guest. Keep doing what you're doing. Well, thank you for that, and congrats on the engagement. If you would like your review read on the show, leave one, and it might be read. Until then, guys, we're going to kick it on over to the topic. Welcome to Summer Fun. Today, we're going to be doing top and bottom five water types. If you haven't been to one of these shows before, each time, what we're going to do is the three of us, we are going to introduce a top and a bottom water type Pokemon, and we are going to debate whether or not that Pokemon belongs in the top or bottom five. Once we've completed the whole list, we'll, of course, do honorable mentions to see if they can upset any of the choices that we have made. Then, of course, you can yell at us in the emails next week and let us know why we're wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll yell at ourselves in the emails.
Sometimes I'll yell in frustration when I'm not on the show and it happens. Looking at you, flying type episode. All right, so we're going to go ahead. I'll kick things off. I should kick this off and get it out of the way with the top. And that's Mega Blastoise because he punches people in the face. Just get it out of the way. You can say no. I want to say no. But
pass, but enjoyable.
I feel like I have to do it for the meme. I have to do it for the meme, right?
Yeah. Right, right. Very important.
Okay, but like legitimate bottom answer, right? Legitimate bottom answer. Nominee, Love Disc.
Agreed.
Oof, agreed. Sorry, there's not much discussion here.
The thing that kills me is, what is Love Disc? Love Disc is a way to get heart scales, and that is a waste.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Love Disc is just like, I don't know, it just doesn't do anything. It's one of those, I don't want to call it Dex filler, but it's Dex filler.
It's not only, it's worse than Dex filler, it's item farming. It is, you bring it in because it carries heart scales, which means you're adding tedium to the game.
Right. I've got a worse answer for this, but I feel like it got redeemed. We could talk about it later.
Non-white stripe masculine. Yeah, you can say it.
That is the correct answer. Yes. Non-white stripe masculine, I feel like, was just a terrible Pokemon that exists literally because they're like, there's not enough fish Pokemon in this game.
Right, apparently.
What is that? What kind of answer is that? Okay, either way, somebody else nominate something.
I'll do a top that I love.
Okay.
I don't know if this will be agreed to. I've got some safer options later, but let's start with this.
Go risky.
Yeah, we'll go big or go home. I love Dracovish.
I don't think it's...
The big, terrifying fish with its head on its tail. It looks like it's in pain, and all it does is rip massive holes in anything lower than base 75 speed.
I will say that Dracovish is top 10. I don't know that it's top 5. That's where I am with it.
I personally hate those fossils.
Oh, no!
I love those fossils. You are wrong, though. But
no, I do like Dracovish. I just hate the others. I don't know, but it could be just my mild OCD just going against me.
I just love how they are all adorable little abominations unto God, and I kind of here for it.
That's fair. That's fair. And I think there's better ones than Dracovish, though. I think Dracovish.
But he helped Ash win a championship.
Okay, stop. Don't hurt me. Like, there's problems with how that championship was done and how it was just done with these new Pokemon instead of him bringing back old favorites. But thankfully, we got those last 11 episodes so that my heart could be healed.
Well, I tried, Mr. Fish.
You did try.
All right, so bottom water type time. You know it's a terrible Pokemon? I am distressed and repulsed every time I need to look at Wugtrio.
Oh my god, you got it. Yep.
You know what? You're not wrong, though. Like, Wugtrio... I like that we're, like, instantly agreeing on all of the bad ones.
Yeah, that was my number one bad one, yeah.
Wugtrio, okay, I'm upset by Wugtrio for some...
I don't like Wiglet, but I can almost deal. Wugtrio is... hate it.
I'm so upset by Wugtrio for so many reasons. Like, I was really... because they didn't reveal to us the evolution of Wiglet before the game came out, right? So I'm playing the game, going through it, and I'm like, Wiglet's gonna evolve. It's going to evolve.
And it's gonna look nothing like Dugtrio, and then it didn't, and it was cursed.
Yeah, I was just like, are you gonna... are they going to be as uncreative as I think they might be, and they might literally just have it evolve into Wugtrio? And then they did. And I was just like, this is so... It's a bad Pokemon, and it feels uninspired.
Yeah, it's just...
they didn't even, like, give it another type. They're just like, it's still just water type. And I'm like, it could have at least been, like, a cool water rock type or something.
I don't love Toad's Cruel, but at least they did something interesting with it.
Right? Right? Wugtrio is not interesting.
It just looks like those little octopus hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
I get behind this. Yeah. Okay, we're all good.
Yeah. Same here. We're all in agreement. That was going to be one of my worst two.
Yeah. All right. Jushiro, do you have a top and a bottom that you would like to nominate to the list?
I do. On the top, I want to say that to me, when I think about water Pokemon, this is the Pokemon that comes to mind representing all Pokemon. It is from the original 151, and it is one of the most powerful Pokemon to have ever graced us, and that is...
don't do this to me.
Magikarp.
Continue.
Not Gyarados, Magikarp.
No, but I'll take your suggestion and say Gyarados should be on the list.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, fine. I tried to get Magikarp because to me, Magikarp is more iconic than Gyarados. But fine, fine. For you stat junkies and meta junkies, you can have Gyarados.
It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that Magikarp is cool because it evolves into Gyarados. Like, that's one of the reasons it's cool.
I actually really like Gyarados' design.
Yeah, no, I love it too.
And it comes into so many gags of you punt Magikarp somewhere and then Gyarados kills you. Whether it sinks right. The SS Anne like it did in the anime, or when you bully a Magikarp with Pester Balls and it goes into a waterfall and becomes a Gyarados.
I absolutely agree with the Gyarados option, though. Like, I think that is a fair choice for a water type, for a top water type.
There you go. What's my top? Gyarados / definitely Magikarp, but it's fine, Gyarados. on my hate list, on my bottom list, it's...
in your burn book.
In my burn book, in my death note, I really do have Alola-Mola.
If Love Disc wasn't already there, I would hard agree with you.
Yeah, it's... yeah.
Because Alola-Mola is at least fine. Like, it's useful.
Is it?
It's fine.
It's, like, fine. I'm not telling you it's one of the best Pokemon in the world.
No, I get it.
But it is definitely...
It's sixth bottom for me.
Yeah, it's not all the way... I think the worst thing Alola-Mola ever did to me...
was not evolve from Love Disc.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember when they revealed, like, when it leaked from Japan to over here, I'm like, oh, cool, Love Disc evolution. And then, no, we just made the same Pokemon bigger, but again.
Not related, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, thanks, guys.
Right.
That's so nice of you to have made the same exact Pokemon instead of making Love Disc useful.
Oh, so you're remaking a beloved Gen 3 Pokemon, and you chose...
yeah.
Love Disc.
Love Disc. Yeah. Remember, this is the gen where there wasn't enough fish Pokemon. So we decided to remake that one.
Alright, Thatch.
It's my turn again. Okay, so, for top, this is like me going to basic Thatch mode. Okay? I'm not doing anything innovative or anything interesting. You know, one of them I would like to suggest is Suicune.
I agree.
I think Suicune is a top five water.
As long as it gets to share it with Walking Wake.
I don't think it should share it with Walking Wake. It's not that I dislike Walking Wake. I just don't think it's as iconic as Suicune.
It's iconic enough. Suicune is iconic enough to inspire Walking Wake, who I prefer, but I will understand that Suicune is the more...
that is exactly what I was going to say.
I thought about Suicune.
What's wrong with Suicune?
I just feel like there's other more iconic legendary water.
Like what?
If I tell you, it's one of my tops.
That's fair.
There's just Palkia.
No, there's also Kyogre.
Kyogre. When I think about legendary Pokemon, I think about water, I think about Kyogre.
I can see that. I think Suicune is still cooler, though.
I don't agree with that, but I would think that when I think of Water Legends, I do think of Suicune because of the Celebi movie, if nothing else.
Oh, that's a terrible movie.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I'm not willing to kick Suicune off. I just think that maybe Kyogre would be better there, but...
I would disagree, but only because I'm a Gen 2 fanboy.
Okay.
All right.
That's kind of where I'm at. So, are we putting it on there?
Yeah, yeah, I think
put it
so.
There. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to put Suicune on the top. Okay, so I get to nominate a bottom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the Pokemon that I forget that exists all the time. Like, I'll fill out... I do the Sporkle list all the time, right?
Yes, okay, so I'm not alone.
Yeah, and so, like, the one that I always forget, I will always forget this Pokemon, and it is Goldene / Seeking.
Agreed, I hate them. They're the worst Pokemon.
You know when Dexit happened and, like, you go through that whole process of, like, why is this Pokemon here? Why did this one make the cut? I 1,000% did that with Seeking and Goldene.
Every time a Pokemon wasn't in the game, I would be, and Seeking is. I hate Seeking.
And Seeking is, right? And Seeking is the, Seeking makes the cut. I'm sorry to, like, the three people that like Seeking.
Right, I've been playing, right, we, like, all of us have been playing Pokemon for over 20 years.
I forget about this one all the time.
I've not met anyone who has cleared a game with Seeking on their team. Never.
I have, but it was under protest, and it was because I was trying to beat the game with all of the Pokemon over time.
Which is reasonable. That's fine. That's fine. That makes sense.
It was not a good member of my team. I did not enjoy it.
Right. So I cannot complain about it being on the bottom.
Waterfall was its signature move in Gen 1. It did have a signature move.
Oh my god, yeah.
But I'm glad we're just knocking these out of the park on the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom ones, we're just like, yeah, no, they're bad, go away.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Like, they're not contentious. They're not contentious when they get there. They're just like, yeah, this is just bad.
Alright, well, I'm gonna nominate something that might be contentious for the bottom then, to move things.
Okay. Ooh, spicy.
You know what we didn't need? Better water Ferrothorn. Toxapex is awful. It is awful to play against.
Okay.
I do not like its design. I like Marini as a Crown of Stars, Crown of Thorns starfish. It looks less like one. It just looks like a weird bunker. Why are the spikes going inside the shell? That just seems like a waste. I do not like this Pokemon at all.
So, I definitely agree with this sentiment. I don't know if I agree with the placement. Because I feel like Toxic... I don't know. I feel the same way about any Pokemon that's like... That gets way too much love.
Sure.
Right? Or in the competitive scene, right? Like, Landorus. Like, we all trash on Landorus.
But this, like Landorus, is also ugly as sin. I'm not sitting here complaining about all of the, like... Like... Charizard gets overplayed to the point where good design gets dragged down, but you're not going to hear me on Ghost saying Golden Go deserves to be on the bottom, you know?
Even though he's just string cheese?
I'm not going to say Great Tusk, the most oppressive Pokemon in OU, fight me, doesn't deserve to be a top five ground.
Okay, wait, so, like, back to Golden Go, by the way. Does he remind anybody else of, like, a 90s commercial for, like, Kraft cheese or something?
Yeah, for string cheese specifically, yes, and I love him for it, thank you.
Like specifically for string cheese, like, I feel like his design is just like, yeah, I want to sell you string cheese, 90s kid, look at my snowboard.
There's a specific one that he looks like, yes, but that is aside the point.
Yeah, there is.
Toxapex, I never liked, and I remember seeing its stats and Regenerator and going, I will never be free of you, will I?
Can we put it on, like, the maybe list? Because, like, I think some ugly Pokemon have to exist.
Right. Yeah, I don't hate Toxapex enough to put it on the bottom.
All right. Well, I will then offer something. So, for the top, all of our top Pokemon so far have been very old, Gen 1 and 2.
That's true.
I think it's time to break that streak, and if you didn't like Dracovish, maybe the Palafin is more your speed.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Put it on the list.
I do actually like Palafin. I think it's such a cool idea.
I love him. He's my favorite from the new gen.
I also loved how much it made people struggle trying to figure out how to evolve him early on when Scarlet and Violet came out.
PTSD Finn is a very good Pokemon.
PTSD Finn.
It's got power. It's got a really interesting, different gimmick. It's got a fun use of one of the Gen 7 moves in Flip Turn.
I'm glad Flip Turn came back.
I believe Palafin is an example of a gimmick done well.
Yes.
Where it's fun. Right? It doesn't have to be necessarily always good, but at least it's fun.
Oh, it is good, though. It is good, though.
Oh, it's really good. It's broken. It's too good for OU, even, but...
It's actually good.
Right.
It's actually really good, you sure?
What I mean is gimmicks in general, not always, right? Yeah. But they don't have to be the best, as long as they're fun. And Palafin does both well. It's fun and it's good.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's easy. Okay, well, Jushiro, we're 3-3.
Right. So, Palafin was definitely on my list to nominate, but I know we've been said that we've gone back to the originals a little bit too much, and that is true. However, I will be remissed, and I would not be myself if I don't nominate, you know, the internet's favorite water type.
No.
Especially in those corners where it might be a little bit weird.
No.
But it stands that, yeah.
No. I know what you're doing.
Mr. President's favorite Pokemon Vaporeon.
No.
I am going to say no. Yeah.
Oh, I had to try.
I think the internet ruined Vaporeon.
I like Vaporeon, but, like, I can't. I can't in good conscience.
Yeah, I feel like the internet ruined Vaporeon.
Oh, God.
I'm not gonna lie.
Like, I like the little frill mane. I just... no.
I think as a set, Jolteon, Vaporeon, and Flareon are very cool-looking Pokemon.
They're my favorites. Yeah.
I think Vaporeon is the best of the original three evolutions.
Yes.
And probably... but is not... it's not even... it's probably, like, maybe third in my favorite evolution. And probably lower. Because Sylveon, Espeon, and Umbreon I do like more.
I think Leafeon's design's really cool,
too. I like Leafeon, I think it goes then Vaporeon, then Leafeon, Jolteon, Flareon, and then I'm sorry, I've just never liked Glaceon.
I liked Glaceon as, like, the idea of, like, oh, cool, like, Mono Ice type that's not Glalie.
Right.
Then it's also just Glaceon. it's just, like, Light Blue Eeveelution. Here we go. Light Blue Eeveelution number two.
It's Light Blue Eeveelution. It's, I guess, it looks like a weird Espeon Umbreon midpoint, and I don't like it very much.
I agree with that, actually.
Right, we're doing water type.
No, ice type's not yet, right?
So Vaporeon not on the list. Understandable. Now, for my bottom, I do have to say that this Pokemon, I don't even understand its typing. Why is it even this type? Because when it evolves, it completely loses it, and I just...
You're talking about Surskit?
Yeah. I don't know why Surskit's its water type. What it's... I mean, I know why.
Because it's a pond skater?
Yeah, it's a pond skater. It's literally its thing.
I just don't understand why even have it when you lose it when it evolves. Makes it completely useless.
Make it unique.
Yeah, I mean, Surskit's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
I can think of worse offenders. I can think of worse offenders than Surskit. Okay.
Like, and it's water type. It was uniquely typed at the time too.
Yes.
I don't know. I like it's fine. I don't like Masquerain much, but I feel like that's Masquerain's fault more than it is Surskit's.
Right.
Plus, it squirts honey when it's distressed, and that's just really funny to me.
I like Surskit a lot better than Masquerain. Like, I feel like Masquerain is a wasted potential evolution for Surskit. Like, Surskit could have done something cooler.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, well, it's back to me then. We've been very productive. All right, again, I'm gonna be basic. Then I get to be cool. One of my favorite Pokemon of all time is Greninja, and I feel like I'd be remiss to not mention Greninja. I do like Greninja. Just, like, design-wise, it was a cool Pokemon. Gen 6 in general, I thought all of the starters were very interesting base forms. To be fair, Greninja's probably the only one that, like, really followed through. Chestnut's fine, actually. Chestnut's fine. Delphox is kind of a disappointment.
If you would ask Hater Miguel at the beginning of... Jujiro. At the beginning of that generation, I would have told you that I hated Greninja just because how much everyone loved it. It's the Charizard of that generation.
I know. It's literally a Charizard. I literally just proposed water-type Charizard. Like, that's, I know what I did.
I used them, and he's so much fun. And he's just... I wanted to hate him, just like I kinda hate love Charizard, but I actually love him. So I'm right there with you. You got my vote for Greninja.
I just don't feel anything for, like, it's not even like an overseen hate or anything. I just don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's fair.
He is a frog. He's weird in Smash Brothers, cool, shiny, but like, I just don't care.
That's fine. That's fine. It is the water type episode. We've got some of the most Pokemon to go through, so this checks out. Okay, for the worst then, I will come up with a worse, like a bottom five pick for us all to discuss. I am running out of the ones I think that are terrible, but the ones that I really dislike and should not, I'm going to say Floatzel. I think Boizel is really cool, but I feel like Floatzel was just like, how can we make this thing evolve? And they just, like, thought really hard and missed the mark.
I don't mind it. There are weaker Pokemon.
Okay, that's fair. The answer is, like, Finneon, right? Like,
Oh, I have a Pokemon for the bottom I think will be an easy punt when we get there.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, well then we're going to move on to you, Lydian. You give us,
All right, you know what? I teased it. Let's just do it.
Yeah, do it.
Do you know what is a disgusting Pokemon that I hate with every fiber of my being? Chewtle.
Chewtle, I actually dislike. I like Dreadnought, but Chewtle, I could get behind.
I like Dreadnought. Chewtle is awful.
Chewtle did not need to exist. I feel like Dreadnought was a really cool Pokemon. I was like, man, we haven't had a lot of Pokemon that don't evolve in a long time. And then they're just like, yep.
What if we made it look like it's gonna bite your leg and then ask if you have games on your phone?
That is exactly that. That is the best description. Yes,
Chewtle looks like the one nephew you don't like.
All right,
I'm for Chewtle.
I'm for Chewtle too. All
right, Chewtle, rest on the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, put him on the bottom.
All right, and then for a top water type, y'all are Gen 1ers. Maybe you'll agree. I love Slowbro. He's just a vibe.
Slowbro is the right answer. Like, there were only so many answers, and the answer was Slowbro for that lead-up. Because, like, if you would have said Dewgong, you're wrong.
Yeah, no. Like, we put Sea King on the bottom of the list. We are not here just for that, but...
Dewgong doesn't, like, evoke, like, rage or anything from me, but Dewgong, I just feel sorry for it. Like, I just feel sorry for Dewgong.
Yeah, where...
I just feel bad that, like, I feel sorry that you exist and that you get forgotten a lot.
Yeah, I feel like Slowbro is one of those designs that only would have happened in Gen 1.
Oh, yes.
But has aged very well.
Yes. Yeah, we don't get cool designs like, or, well, it was also like a weird thing with the tail being a shoulder, but it's a form of shoulder that we never see anywhere else.
Yeah, and like the thing that it doesn't really look like any particular creature or myth. Or even, like, archetype. It's just kind of a weird dude.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't thought about how Pokemon designs are just like, yeah, we designed this based off something, right? Like, every Pokemon seems to be based off something now.
Yeah, where there were just a couple of, like, weird lumpy dudes. I don't like most of... I think that's fine, because most of them have failed.
What's Lickitung, right?
Lickitung is based on a tongue. Most of them failed.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, it's like its whole muscular shape is based on tongues and things like it's.
I know.
But like most of them, you look at that. A lot of the lumpy, what I just refer to as the lumpy Pokemon.
The lumpy Pokemon.
They didn't age well, particularly as we went into 3D models. But Slowbro works.
I'm okay with Slowbro. I could put Slowbro up there.
It's like Galarian Slowbro was fun, but I didn't think like they occupy entirely different spaces in my brain.
Yes. I could go for Slowbro. I'm not against Slowbro.
I can go for... I cannot... Yeah, I can't say no to Slowbro.
Fantastic. Slowbro's on the list, so we've got one top and one bottom left.
Yes, Jushiro, it is you.
Okay, so let's go with my top... I'm... You guys gonna hate me? But we're back to Gen 1.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
What's left?
Half the list is already Gen 1.
I know, but it's when it comes to water Pokemon, that's where my favorites come from. And this one has a special
I don't believe you.
Has a special place in my heart because it's always been in my team. I've always used it because I love it so much, and it's Starmie.
Okay, that's like an okay answer.
Right.
Starmie is cool, but not, I don't think it's top five cool.
It's not top five? Fine. I'm not gonna push or fight against. I just love Starmie so much.
But Starmie is a good Pokemon that I do like.
It is a good Pokemon.
Right.
What, you got a bottom candidate?
We are running out of those bottom, right?
Well, we only need one more. We could always just slap Toxapex there.
I got Luminion. I don't know if we spoke about that one.
I made a joke about it, and I'm not against it.
Honestly, though, I kind of agree on Luminion.
Yeah, Luminion could go there.
Yeah, Luminion is terrible.
It's a nothing Pokemon with a nothing design.
Shouldn't exist. I don't know why it exists. It's not like we don't have an overabundance of fish Pokemon, but it's just...
Angelfish could have done a lot of really interesting things, but like, it's like, what do? I glow. Like, a lot? Like, no. Like, just a little bit.
I feel like there's just a lot of, like, they come up with a lot of fish Pokemon, and these are a lot of opportunities to, like, come up with interesting fish Pokemon, right?
Right.
Like, I'll even argue that, like, Bruxious is at least interesting.
Yeah, at least, because it's got garish colors based on fish with garish colors, right?
And it's at least not just, like, pure water type and then we're done.
Yeah, and it's got the whole thing with its teeth, because it breaks apart coral, which is what parrotfish do.
And we have so many opportunities to make Pokemon that, like, actually are different. But then you're just like, oh, that's fish Pokemon number 6. And that's, it's not fun.
You can't even teach this fish to synchro summon.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're done with the bottom list, unless we want to try to upset anything.
No, we just gotta get one top Pokemon.
One top Pokemon. All right. These are the good questions. Okay, so I guess I'll go. I could say Empoleon, but I don't think I want to, because he's just a little chubby penguin. But there is, like, Keldeo. Keldeo's pretty cool. I like Keldeo.
Keep forgetting about Keldeo.
That's fair. Then we don't do Keldeo. Keldeo's over.
Linian, what's yours?
How we feel it? My top five got voted out, so I'm trying to find something else to suggest. Actually, Tatsugiri is great, right? It's got a lot of personality. It's got some interesting, fun forms. It's got a cool gimmick that doesn't overstay its welcome. I will understand it getting voted down, but I just need to talk about Tatsugiri.
I think it's a cool Pokemon, and that's where it ends, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see it as best.
Because, like, you need to combine it with Dundozo, right? At the end of the day?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But also, I just it's the one weird, like, half-closed eye gives it the super expressive face.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
No.
Did you share? Do you have another top? If it's from Gen 1, so help me God.
It's not. I promise you this one's not. This is a more recent one. It is fun. It is weird. It is definitely one of a kind, I think. It's wishy-washy. I like the fact that it's just lone Pokemon and then just a whole bunch of them.
What I've learned about Yushiro today is it's either, like, gimmick or Gen 1.
Yeah. That is definitely my thing.
That's what I've learned today. I've learned a lot of things.
I love good gimmicks.
It's a solid...
It's clearly why I don't play competitively.
It's a solid mid-tier for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the lightning round.
Ludicolo.
No.
He's happy and he dances and he's a pineapple.
You know, I will say this. Out of all of the Pokemon that appeared in the Detective Pikachu movie...
It's the best one.
When he appeared and screamed Ludicolo, that was one of the few times I felt seen as a Pokemon fan. I was like, you know what? No one else would remember this adorable goofball.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's fine. You can tell me now.
My favorite water type I haven't even mentioned, because I know that no one is going to step up and back me with Huntail, so we're just going to move on.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's a terrible Pokemon.
How about Galisopod?
I like it okay. There's just so many mid water types.
All right, at this point, I just might start reading lists off.
Rapid fire.
Yeah, I got one, though. I got one that might actually make the list.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
Swampert.
Eh. It's okay. Okay, okay. Basque Legion.
No.
Basque Legion. What?
Actually, no, I'm going to fight you on that. Basque Legion's great.
Basque Legion's a great Pokemon.
Plus, it got to... Basque Legion got to release Houndstone from from Uber's hell, so...
It single-handedly redeemed Gen 5 mistakes. Basque Legion legit saved Basculin from being a garbage Pokemon and fixed some of the mistakes of Gen 5.
And again, it saved Houndstone by...
This is nothing to do with my decision, is the Houndstone.
Yeah, but like...
Okay.
It got to ride in on its back because it also got Last Resort.
I also only say this in a plea to help us end this list.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really go against if you guys really like it. I mean, he's cool, it's just I don't find him memorable, that's my point. But that's my problem. But I guess that's what leads me back to...
What?
Gimmicks and Gen 1, because it's the memorable aspect, but yeah.
It's also one of the first Pokemon, it's got a unique evolution method, but also one of the first Pokemon I can think of in a long time to have, like, significant gender form differences. Like, there are a few, like Indeedee, but that is a downwards trend, and I'm glad to see more of it.
Yes. All right. So we did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Hooray! Bup, 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 bup.
Our top five is Gyarados, Suicune, Palafin, Slowbro, and Basque Legion.
There it is.
Our bottom five, which I don't think any of us can complain about, is Lovedisc, Wugtrio, Seeking, Choodle, and Lumineon.
Yeah.
Only three of them are fish.
Actually, yeah, you're correct. Only three of them are fish.
And all five of them are mono water, though.
They are all mono water. You are correct. I think we only have one mono water in... Oh, no, we have two mono water in top five. So, like, it's fine.
Yeah, we have two. We have Palafin and Suicune.
And mono water is a good typing.
It's more that I think it's very telling that there are a lot of boring and forgettable and dislikable mono waters, but very few mono water types that we successfully love and appreciate. They need something else to make them stick out from the sea.
All right. Well, of course, the mailbag question this week is for you to send us your list. Please do and tell us why we're wrong.
Yeah.
And who we forgot. Somebody's going to be like, you forgot this Pokemon. But to be fair, this time we went through a lot of the list.
No Poliwrath lovers are going to come out of the woodworks.
Politoed, maybe. Politoed. All right. So, on that note, guys, we're going to end it here. We're going to kick it on over to our Pokemon of the episode. We will catch you on the flip-flop. Welcome to our Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 895, Regidrago, the Dragon Orb Pokemon.
Its Pokemon Sword, Pokedex entry reads, an academic theory proposes that Regidrago's arms were once the head of an ancient dragon Pokemon. The theory remains unproven.
That checks out. Yes, that checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I like that they're just like, we really want a dragon type Regi, and then came up with Charizard.
I just don't know why they're like, yes, okay, we're going to make Pokemon based on material elements. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll do electricity. We'll make it, like, literal energy bound in. And then
yeah.
Dragon? What?
Yeah, he's dragon energy. Because the other deck
ground?
Says... The other...
Water? There were better types for this.
I don't know. I kind of like it because it's, like, so out there. You know what I mean?
I feel like the only one that would have made less sense is if they had done fairy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Psychic even, I feel like I could have gotten behind more.
I don't know, to be fair, I like that they added Regieleki and Regidrago, because I feel like they're just such interesting... It's interesting that they, like, revisited that trio.
Right,
back yeah. In, no, I like the Regis. I like the
cool.
New Regis a lot, too.
It's
Regidrago is definitely, like, the weaker of the two, in my opinion. But
it's because speed is a good stat.
Speed's a good stat, and HP is not as good when your defenses aren't good. Because Regidrago's HP is base 200, unlike Regieleki's speed. And its base defense and special defense are 50.
Ooh.
80 speed, so it's okay. Special attack and attack are both 100. Would you look at that? It's a Regi. And yeah, I mean, it gets a lot of dragon moves and some other random moves, but nothing crazy to write home about. It's an okay Pokemon. And it's the only one of the Regis that's not in Pokemon Unite, I found out today. Which is very odd.
It's because it's going to be the playable one.
Yeah, it's the playable one. You're going to be running around, like, waddling as Regidrago. As the Dragon Orb Pokemon. I guess it is just Charizard number 6, so it checks out. All right, though. We do have a team, though, for you guys today. It is a Battle State... or Battle... It's not Battle Stadium Singles anymore, right? It's Battle...
Doubles, something. I think.
No, this isn't Doubles. This is still Stadium. This is BSS still. Okay. I just forget what the S in the middle stands for, because it changes all the time.
Battle Spot, I think.
It used to be Battle Spot, now it's Battle Stadium. Okay, so I was correct.
Okay, whatever.
I was correct. We do have a Regidrago on this team, thankfully, or that would have been a very awkward intro. It's holding a Draco plate because we're all about making sure those dragon type moves are big and strong, and it grows up to be a happy Regidrago. It's got the Dragon Terra type because it's literally just meant to be dragon. It's got an EV spread that doesn't make sense to anybody but the person who wrote it.
It's a Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Sorry, that just occurred to me.
It's got its modest nature because it's using Dragon Energy, Dragon Pulse, Earth Power, and Protect. Dragon Energy is Regidrago's signature move. And it deals 150 base power with maximum HP. It is essentially Water Spout, but Dragon type. So the more HP it has, the more it... it's not even like how much HP, it's the percentage of HP it has.
Percentage.
Yeah, predicts what the base power is. But you could hit very hard with this Regidrago if you Terra Dragon and get that off before you get hit. So there you go. You heard it here first, folks. Regidrago, big boy strong. It is running Protect, which I do find odd, because this is definitely... I was told this was a BSS team, but I could be wrong.
So many things have Protect and, like, support moves. I feel like this has to be Doubles.
Yeah, well, if, like, one of them has Helping Hands, we're definitely... One of them does have Helping Hands.
Yeah, this is Doubles.
This is definitely Doubles.
Remember how we said Singles? It's not. It's Doubles.
It's not. This is definitely Doubles. It's just... It's a leftover on the sheet. It does say break from BSS this week for Regidrago VGC. I am so bad at reading today. So this next one is Urshifu Rapid Strike with, again, a crazy VGC stat spread. Adamant Nature, Surging Strikes, Close Combat, Aqua Jet, and Detect, holding Mystic Water. This is in fact Urshifu Rapid Strike. I do not know what to tell you otherwise. It does all of the Urshifu thing, and it probably does it okay. take another one, Lydian. Take another one.
Hey, Golden Go is here to sell you some Radical String Cheese with choice specs, so it's rocking those shades. It's got the ability good as gold, as well as the Terra type of Steel, with 100 HP, 68 defense, 132 special attack, 12 special defense, and 196 speed with a timid nature. Again, these only make sense to the man who made them. It's got the moves Make It Rain, Shadow Ball, Thunderbolt, and Trick.
Yeah.
Trick on the choice specs if you don't need them. Otherwise, click the attacking move and watch things die.
Yep.
However, this team does not only have speed mode, it also has slow mode with speed investment. I don't understand, but it's fine. With 140 HP, 156 attack, 84 defense, 20 special defense, and 108 speed, Ursaluna is rocking an Assault Vest in the Terra type Grass to avoid any obnoxious water types. Mm-hmm. Adamant Nature with the moves Headlong Rush, Body Slam, Ice Punch, and Heavy Slam. It's got a nerf because this is VGC and berries are common, and you don't need to run Guts. Or, I guess, Bulletproof?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Ursaluna, it's big, it's slow, and it will kill anything in front of it. I love it.
I mean, based on what this team is at the end, that makes sense to me. Jashiro, take us home with these last two.
Explain why this team is doing anything it's doing.
Yeah, I don't think you play these two Pokemon at the same time, but it's like a one or the other situation.
Right. So, we got the Tornadoes. Tornadoes? How do you pronounce
you're
this?
Tornadoes, but I think you pronounced it was like the little sticks you'd get from a speedway, that like a taquito.
Okay.
So it has Covert Cloak, with the ability Prankster, Terror type Steel. Its EV spread is 92 HP, 164 defense, 60 special attack, 44 special defense, and 148 speed with the Timid nature and the IV 0 on attack. It has Bleak Wind Storm, Icy Wind, Tailwind, and Protect. I assume this is just your run-of-the-mill tornadoes. Nothing out of the ordinary there.
Yeah.
What did Covert Cloak did again?
Covert Cloak has the effect where it's like you don't get secondary effects of moves on you, so you can't be affected by things like Fake Out, Nuzzle. You won't get paralyzed from Thunderbolts or burned from Flamethrower.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mostly you don't get flinched from Fake Out.
Bleak Wind Storm, in case anyone isn't aware, has the effect of 100 base power, 80% accuracy. It has a 30% chance to drop opponent's speed one stage. Hits both opponents, but not yourself, not your ally. And also, something I didn't know, increases its accuracy to 100% during rain.
Yeah, it's like better Hurricane.
Well, Hurricane.
Different Hurricane, but I like it better than Hurricane on Tornadus. So that's why it's there. It's also just good speed control. Like, this Tornadus is just very good speed control.
Yeah, it's amped up speed control flying type.
Mm-hmm. We'll take us home with this last one.
Yeah, this is the last one. This is most support. It is in DD with Rock Helmet, ability Psychic Surge. Its Terror type is Water with an EV spread of 244 HP, 156 defense, and 102 special defense in the Calm nature. It recommends its IVs are 0 attack and 26 speed. And its 4 attacks are Psychic, Follow Me, Helping Hand, and Trick Room.
Mm-hmm. That is a very standard NDD for VGC. I don't know what to say. Like, except for the Psychic. I assumed we would see Expanding Force, but I guess we're going to go with Psychic instead. Right. I guess he gets slightly higher base power out of that, which is fine. You could probably go Expanding Force there with, like, very little issue. But, yeah, you need to Follow Me because you can pair this very early game with Regidrago. And you could use Follow Me so that it could get a Dragon Energy off before anybody else can hit it. And you could hit for a ton of Dragon-type damage right off the gate. So, I see this team working. I was just like, wow, this would be a really good VGC team when we were reading it. But I thought it was BSS. If you want to try it out, feel free. It's going to be over on the Discord server. I'm actually putting it up over there right now. So you can go ahead and check it out and try it out on Showdown. But yeah, until then, well, not until then, but we're going to kick it on over now, guys, to the mailbag.
It's mail time! Send in your emails!
Welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag is the part of the show where you can email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll probably read your email on the show. We usually have a mailbag prompt. Last week, we asked you what your favorite types of battles throughout the years were, and so we're very excited to go ahead and look through to see what you guys said. Next week, of course, you can email us letting us know what your favorite and least favorite water types are.
Yeet.
Additionally, this segment, as always, is brought to you by the fictional energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves.
And as always, we'll give the Green Tauros badge to anybody who inspires us to give out the Green Tauros badge. So without further ado, we're going to go to this email. This first one, I believe it's from Paytom75. I don't know if he just typoed or not, but is Paytom75.
Given that that is part of the address, no.
Oh, yep. Okay, that's fair.
Hello, Puckle Crew. I've been listening to the show for about a month now, and I'm really enjoying it. Thanks for all that you guys do to make such a great podcast to listen to. By far, it's the best podcast I've ever listened to.
Aww.
With all due kindness, listen to more podcasts. Thank you for the compliment. Anyhow, this week's mailbag reminded me of some battle methods Pokemon has created over the years. I want to mention two minor that you missed but aren't the mainline games, so I feel like they don't really count. The first game is Pokemon Quest, with it having you use three Pokemon to battle wild Pokemon in large groups and eventually the area's boss. It's an interesting take on fighting wild Pokemon, and the Isle of Armor reference with Kabu playing the game is quite amusing. I would agree that that doesn't count, but yes.
it doesn't count. I'm more upset that Pokemon Quest is definitely still getting updated in China, of all places.
Doesn't surprise me.
I heard
me.
That, yeah.
I'm just, but like, if it exists, why are we just not doing it everywhere else? I'm confused.
It's probably a rights thing due to another studio picking it up and taking government money to do so.
I wonder if they got in trouble with Minecraft or something.
No, I think what happened is that their gaming is very limited in China, what is and isn't allowed. So it was succeeding because there's not a lot of competition in the space. And then they took Chinese government money to update it, and that probably comes with strings.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
That's what I would bet happened, because I think it was also just an unequivocal failure everywhere else.
Yes. You are correct.
The second style I want to mention is the up to 8-player free-for-all in Smash Brothers. Doesn't count, but I will continue.
Okay, that's not a Pokemon battle, but...
It's a fun way to battle, play with different characters, each with their own very distinct battle style, and Jigglypuff can be quite terrifying. However, the game does let you play up to team up and play with 2-4 teams. Incorrect, it lets you play with 2-7 teams, because you can do that, allowing for different play options, which with far more players than Pokemon games allow. Correct. However, my favorite battle style has to be doubles. It's a basic choice, but hear me out. My first real Pokemon game was Colosseum. Which I found to be really fun to play as a 7 or 8 year old, despite being unable to figure out how to move past certain areas for the longest time. The Doubles Cup in the main series was fun to replay, along with the other couple repeatable battles. Additionally, the game allows you to use quite a few different Pokemon, despite the small amount of options you can obtain. In Scarlet and Violet, I started to get into VGC, and it has been very fun. I started practicing during the World Cup Championship 3, and didn't do too awful, considering my main strategy was to use Breloom to support Focus Punch. After that, I created another VGC team with a Dragalge and had a lot of fun, despite not doing too great, other than my Life Orb Roaring Moon and Iron Valiant. Anyways, sorry if this email was too long. It wasn't. And absolutely fine if the email doesn't get read on air. It did. This is Paytum975 signing off.
All right. Well, our next email is going to come from The Real EV.
Oh.
What's up, Puckle people? EV to torture our host by trying to read my dyslexic ramblings.
Aw.
I have three things to talk about in this email. One, I'm going to say my favorite battle system will always be double. There is nothing like coming across my first double battle in Pokemon Emerald. A lot of it goes back to the anime and watching them double battle so many times and wishing that I could do it too. I think I said this last episode, but like I had a dream as a kid that you could double battle in Pokemon Red and Blue, just like the anime. And then when they finally came out with it in Ruby and Sapphire, it blew my mind.
That's awesome.
Along with the thought of me and my younger brothers back then battling side by side as Pokemon trainers. Dude, multi-battles are some of my favorite things. I think they're not competitive, but they are fun.
Part of me wishes that there were a mode in Pokemon where you can just clear the game in doubles, make every battle in the game doubles instead of just singles, but I don't know. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know that I want that. Let's see. And continuing to this day, seeing my two awesome kids pretend double battle against me or some imaginary opponent. The other awesome bit of news has happened a little bit ago, but I'm very proud Pokefather of my oldest finally beating his first Pokemon game that wasn't Let's Go Eevee.
Yay!
All by himself, which is kind of insane to think about because of how long I've been listening to this podcast. I'm pretty sure I sent an email saying I was going to be a father and could not wait for my son to play Pokemon games. And now he has beaten his first one.
Aww. I love it.
Before this email gets too long, I have one question for Thatch and any other Power Ranger fans here.
Oh, yeah. There's two of them there.
There are two of them. Dude, did you hear? They're probably, like, it sounds like Power Rangers is going on a hiatus for two or so years.
Why?
I think Hasbro is trying to reboot it into something that they like.
Oh, good.
They actually ended their partnership with Toei in Japan a couple years ago, actually. So pretty much like Dino Fury, which is the current one, and then soon to be Cosmic Fury, is probably going to be the end of like Power Rangers as we know it. And then we're going to get a reboot where they're like making their own stuff.
Oh, let's see him.
Either making their own stuff or they're just going to reboot Mighty Morphin. One of the two.
Right. Which probably will be the latter.
Yeah. Honestly, in my opinion, they should just make an animated series and just have it be the comic book. But that's just me.
Right. Yeah.
What Pokemon would you like to see as a Power Ranger? Is what Eevee asks. I don't know, actually.
We already have one, right? Lydian isn't Lydian supposed to be like a Power Ranger style?
I never thought about that. I never thought about that. I could see it.
Yeah, it is actually a reference to Super Sentai, but Super Sentai the genre. But it's more of a reference to Kamen Rider, because Kamen Rider has extremely heavy beetle imagery.
Yeah, it does.
Also, when Jushiro said Ledian with his accent, it did make me think he was talking to me for a second.
But yeah, it's, I don't know which one I would want. There used to be this YouTube video, like very early YouTube, right, when like real videos didn't exist, that somebody animated like a bunch of Pokemon Rangers and like made their own Megazord, which was very cute. I don't know. It's one of those videos that like I'm scared to look up on YouTube because the other day I looked up like an old Smosh video and I didn't realize YouTube could say uploaded 17 years ago until that day. And that hurt me. That hurt me. You know, like I felt that in my soul.
20 years is coming.
It's on its way. It's on its way in like two more years.
It's on its way.
In like two more years, it's going to start happening. All right. Well, thank you for that, Evie. All right. We have one last email. It is going to be from Ace Trainer King. You've got this one, Jushiro.
Yep. And he says, howdy there, Puckle. I'm currently writing this as I watch the previews for Barbie. Oh, great movie. Watched it. It's super good. A lot of fun. I wanted to talk a bit about some of the battle styles I've experienced. I started Pokemon with X in the high school, though I've went back and played some older games, though I haven't experienced every battle style. The Battle Frontier can go lay down. Inverse battles were inevitable. Why not make the types do inverse damage? However, I didn't care for them much and were only limited to one NPC in X and Y and Aorus. So they didn't have a lasting impact in my mind. Sky battles would have been inoffensive, but my precious child Tropius was sentenced to hang in the sky, gliding forever. While I do remember them well, I wasn't really into that either. They were kinda neat in Aorus, though. Triple battles, could have been something more, though. Probably not an official format for VGC or anything like that. Rotation battles, give me gas. Too complicated. Way too easy to whiff an attack on the wrong Pokemon. Feels chaotic.
That's why it's fun.
Right. And finally, Battle Royale. What can I say? Give me an hour and I could probably make it better. But gave us one great thing, the Mask Royale. The movie is starting, so till next time, enjoying Barbie Land, Ace Trainer King.
Well, thank you for that. All right. Do we think anybody should get the Green Terrace badge here, guys?
The real Eevee gave me warm feelings about the kid story.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what? Yeah, does Eevee not have it?
You know, even if he does, he can give it to his kid.
There we go.
In fact, really, V, you can't claim it. Only your child.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Well, that is going to be it for this mailbag. Like I said, email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, letting us know what your favorite and least favorite water types are. You can, of course, just do that whenever. If you want to keep up with us throughout the week, though, come to the Discord at PuckleDiscord.com and hang out with us. Of course, you can also follow us on social media at and Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I guess Threads, though we haven't posted anything on it. That's a social media platform that exists now.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and also follow us over on Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, where I try to stream every Thursday. You can, of course, go ahead and follow us over on YouTube as well, to catch the podcast over there or any other video content you might have missed on our Twitch or anywhere else. Additionally, if you want to help support the show, the best way to do so is to go over to Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast, where you can get a host of rewards for jumping in over there. Or you could, if you are addicted to cardboard like I am, you can go ahead and go to trollandtoad.com and use code PucklePod5 for 5% at checkout, and we get a small kickback if you do that. And we appreciate everybody who uses that. So, additionally, I think that's everything. I don't know why I said additionally. That is everything for the show. Thanks for listening, guys. I have been Trainer Thatch.
Some say I've been Jashiro.
I'm Lenian.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time. We'll be right back.
goodbyes. It's closing time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.